please. Gracious God, may the words I speak be those you want spoken. May the words we hear be those that you want heard. Open our hearts that we may be filled with thankfulness and live for your glory. In your name, amen. If you spend any time on social media in November, you, like me, may have some friends, or maybe you're participating in the 30 Days of Thankfulness Challenge. So I have several friends who post every day in November something that they're thankful for. And they are always so happy, like Hallmark happy, y'all. You know the post. You know, it's they have seeked out the perfect picture. They have written and maybe rewritten some of those. We go back one, Bob, not do that picture just yet. Thanks. They have rewritten, you know, just to get it just right. Just perfect. But sometimes life just isn't that perfect. So what do you do when in a season of Thanksgiving, life has left you feeling a little less than thankful? When you saw today's sermon title, some of you may have done a double take or thought, oh, maybe that's a typo or that I have lost my mind. Not quite completely anyway. Thankful for the valley. Yes, the valley. It has been a hard year for many of us right here in this sanctuary. It has been a valley of severe testing for many of us. It has felt dark. It has felt God-forsaken. And I know more than once I have personally questioned his will and his purpose for this last year. If we had been able to capture just the tears that have fallen in this sanctuary alone over this last year, we would have filled quite a bucket. So how can we be thankful during difficult times? When our world is falling apart, when we have more questions than we have answers, when bad things happen to good people, when evil seems to be gaining ground on us every day. Maybe the last penny has been spent and retirement is still decades away, or maybe your retirement savings is gone and you still have many years left to live. Maybe your medical coverage is coming to an end and you still have gotten no relief. What about when the doctor says, there's nothing more we can do? I'm sorry, it's terminal. What about when the fire marshal knocks on your door and says you have to evacuate, or that phone call comes in the middle of the night and the news is much worse than you could ever imagine? When life is hard, when there seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel, where do we turn? How do we find thankfulness during these difficult times? The Bible teaches us that we can trust in God. In Psalms 46, it tells us he is our strength. He is our refuge. He is our security. He is our safety. And that everything else will fall away at one time or another. Be it our health, or our wealth, or our job security, or our friends, or even our family. Things will forsake us, but God never will. Things may collapse around us, but God will not. No one knows what tomorrow holds, but we know that there is one constant, one who is firm, one who is secure. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we can be thankful during those difficult times when we recognize that God is our only source of strength, our only refuge, our only sense of security in this life and in the life to come. You can thank God in every circumstance because God is in control. He's the one that can bring good from this evil around us. He's the one who can turn my foolish mistakes into something good. He is never going to stop loving us no matter what we do. There are hundreds of things to be thankful for in every circumstance, even when the circumstances seem bleak. I didn't talk about it a whole lot, and I felt like I had this mask that no one could see through. But if I'm being honest, a few months ago, I sat in more than sadness and grief. I sat in what easily could have turned into anger and bitterness. And anger festered in my soul because I believe in a God of miracles. And we had not gotten the miracle that we had prayed for. And I felt myself withdrawing from church, withdrawing from friends, withdrawing from family. I just was just withdrawing in all areas. And as I was withdrawing, I had a friend who was walking her own vicious valley. She had just gotten the news that there was nothing more that the doctors could do for her 8-month-old little girl. Madison had spent nearly her whole life, all 8 months, in the hospital battling a heart condition. She had had multiple surgeries. Will we go back one, please, Bob? She had had multiple surgeries, and there was nothing more that they could do. And so that anger and that bitterness, it dug in a little bit deeper, because I was like, why, God? Why? And I watched them have this family picture taken in the neonatal intensive care unit. I watched as they called family in to tell this precious little baby goodbye. I watched as they met with chaplains, and they made decisions that no parent should ever have to make. And in the midst of struggling with my own faith and my own doubts, God allowed me the blessing of walking alongside this family as the inexplicable, at least to medical doctors, began to happen. Madison made it through the first night, and then she made it through night two, and then almost overnight, she turned a corner, and she never looked back. Okay, Bob, the next one. This is Madison. She just turned a year old at home, and she is thriving and doing great. This is a picture of her and her twin sister, Georgia, as they celebrated their first birthday this past weekend. How can you not be thankful in your own valley when we worship a God of such precious miracles as that? It served for me as a much-needed reminder that God had not forsaken me. My God, a God of miracles, hadn't left me high and dry. We had got our miracle. It just looked a little different than what we thought, because that's God's wills, not ours. So yes, it may seem a little difficult and maybe even a little unlikely, but as we approach Thanksgiving, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the good things, yes, for sure. But in addition to the good things, I'm thanking God for the valley, because it's been good for me. It has been a place of learning. He has brought me through a crash course of learning to trust him when I did not even think it was possible. I have gleaned some of the most profound lessons of my life. It has been a painful journey, but it has been a journey of many blessings. Valleys are meant to stretch us. Valleys are meant to test us a little. Billy Graham says that mountaintops are made for views and inspiration, but fruit grows in the valley. So you may be asking, can she really be thankful for the darkness, for the valley, for the tears? Well, if you look at the Bible, there is this prominent and repeated theme of thanksgiving throughout it. Paul tells us, and I'm going to take a quick side note and say Paul, like Paul. It's important to know that this was Paul who told us, because if it had been anybody else, we might have written it off a little or even skimmed over it or dismissed it. But Paul, he knew a thing or two about a valley, right? So it's important to know that it's Paul who said in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Did you catch that? In all circumstances. He didn't tell us that we have to be thankful for all things, but we must be thankful in all things. And to be honest, that all in that scripture can be a stumbling block. It is hard for me, and it can be tough. So what do you do when you find yourself suffering an illness, when you're walking in defeat, or you're walking through a huge loss? What happens when our loved ones leave this world too soon and you can't see through your own tears? What about the prayers you have prayed for your prodigal loved one seem to go unanswered? What about when you're discouraged or disappointed, or you're struggling with disbelief, or you're overwhelmed, or you're overextended, or you're just fighting being overstressed? What happens when the needs mount high and the way doesn't seem clear? What happens when people are cruel, when life is unfair, when the enemy seems to just be breathing down your back? What about when the storms come and the car breaks down and the air conditioner quits working? Yes, these are the all things that can be hard to find gratitude in, whether it's huge losses or life's little irritations. But God's word never changes to fit our circumstances. His truth rises above our circumstances so that we can rise above these circumstances too. He doesn't say to give thanks for it, but he does say give thanks in it. For he is building in us a faith more deeply, and he is building more character than he could have ever built without those hard times. We are gaining strength. We are gaining perseverance. We are being reminded that joy is never really about outside situations or about how we feel. We are understanding that God is bigger, that his way is higher, and we are assured that he is holding us in his hand, and he is with us always. No matter what you might be facing, here's the good news. You all woke up this morning. I laughed when Ron said, we're here, we're awake. We have today. He has given us today. And if we are still here living and breathing, then may our every breath bring him honor.
Yes.
Be assured, friends, you don't fight this battle alone. Stay strong. Choose joy. Choose to be grateful in all things. For he is building greatness among us. He is working things out for good. He hears our prayers. He sees it all. He knows it all. He has a purpose for this pain. And he, and only he, is our hope for tomorrow. Thankfulness should be a way of life. Like, it should come as naturally as breathing. It should flow from our hearts and our mouths. And if we continue to look for this biblical theme of thanks, we can look at Hebrews 12:28, where it says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. So even in those deepest, darkest valleys, Christ cannot and will not be shaken. Sorry. 1 Peter says, he gives us a reason to be thankful in all kinds of trials, saying that through hardship, our faith may be proven genuine, that we may result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. And if you look at the book of Psalms, and you don't think of Psalms as just another book of the Bible, but you take it as a hymnal, because the Psalms were used for singing. And back in Jewish tradition, each Psalm had its own tune. And they knew them. Like, they knew them as much as we know the songs that we hear on the radio. The Psalms of Thanksgiving were great because it didn't matter how you were feeling or how sad you were or how washed you might have felt. When you got to the synagogue that morning, you were in a way forced into this community of believers to say thank you to God. And you had to stop. And you had to say thank you. And you had to sing your praise and your thanks to God over and over again, reminding yourself of those blessings. In this way, the Psalms of Thanksgiving trained up singers to be thankful even in the most difficult of times. And there's something quite special about being thankful even when you're trudging through a valley. Scripture tells us we're all going to have a valley, right? I mean, it says, you will walk through the valley of the shadows, deep, dark, difficult valleys. So how can we be thankful, from the bottom of our heart, thankful for the darkness, for the tears, for the valley? Because God asks us to give thanks in all things. And because that is really the only way you can live through anything. Because it doesn't matter how hard the things are that you're facing right now, here's what we know. Our God is a God of goodness. Our God is a God of faithfulness. There's a song that says, darkest water and deepest pain I wouldn't trade for anything, because my brokenness brought me to you, Lord. And these wounds are a story that you'll use. Yes, it can feel great to praise God while you're on the mountaintops of life. to have a heart that sings, "Thank you, Lord," in the midst of our celebrating. But there is something truly beautiful and powerful about being in the darkest of valleys and knowing that your only lifeline is Jesus Christ. And that is how, alongside the tears, that a word of thanks can still be whispered from your lips. Because the deepest level of worship, it comes from praising God through the pain, for thanking God in the trials, for trusting Him when we are tempted to lose hope, and for loving Him even when He feels at a distance. Because at our lowest, God is our hope. At our darkest, God is our light. At our weakest, God is our strength. And at our saddest, God is our comforter. And that, my friends, is something to be most thankful for.